Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And it's not even 7 o'clock, or it's barely seven, and I've already had quite a morning. And I wanted to talk about it here on the show. And because I think it is a message to highly sensitive people, people who probably think about how they are received in the world more than they need to. But this is a good story about how conscientious, highly sensitive people tend to be. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach, and I help you achieve and receive the desires of your heart. If you are ready to go to your next level and be really committed about achieving something that's been on your heart for some time, then I would love to support you. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package and my Massive Result 1 Year Intuitive Coaching Package. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. I don't have any show notes, and I was actually supposed to record something else, and I will. But I wanted to talk about my morning, because it set with me, and I saw the feelings magnetize some situations after the fact. And as I was reflecting on it, I was like, this wasn't even my thing. So for people who listen to my program, you know that I'm either a really late night person or a really early morning person. And so this morning I was a really early morning person, and I had been working on something, and then I wanted coffee. And typically, if I'm up really early, I know what time my Starbucks open, and I go and get coffee as soon as they open. And so I actually waited a little bit longer. I wanted to go at 5:30, but I wound up going at 6:30. And I come out, and someone is blocking my car. Like, they've parked behind my car. And I tried to kind of, you know, I was like, well, you know, it's early. I don't want to wake somebody up. Let me see if I can angle my way out. And I have a pretty small little SUV, and you know, I've gotten pretty good over the last year of angling in and out of spots here in Los Angeles. And so I was trying to make it work, and I was like, and I was turning, you know, you reverse and then you go forward, and you reverse and you go forward, and it just wasn't working. And I was like, this person's car, they need to move it. And so I call my contact, the manager, and they are in another location. So then they call the on-site person, and the on-site person knew whose car it was. And so they wanted me to go with them to talk to this person, because I think of the language barrier. And so, you know, we knock on the door, and this person eventually comes out and moves their car. And I'm trying to explain to them, because the manager was kind of signing to me, not sign language, but like motioning because of the language barrier, you know, that person needed to park in two of the open spots that were right next to where they had parked. And so the person comes out, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, I think the manager's like, you can park there or you can park there. But if you park where you're at, you're going to block, you know, these three cars, which included mine. And so then the person was just like, okay, thanks. And I was like, no apology, no apology. No, like, so I get in my car, I'm like, fuck it. And I'm sitting with it. I drive to my Starbucks and order my coffee, and they make it wrong. And so then they were trying to fix it, but you know, it's not unusual, but I have a very specific way I like my coffee. And it's not even all that technical. I just like extra ice in it. That's it. And so when they don't put enough ice, then typically the way they fix it is they put it in a bigger cup. And so I told the person, I was like, hey, what's going on here? Because it was taking some time. And she's like, oh, they're going to put more ice in. I'm like, there's no more room in that cup. You have to, what they typically do is pour it into a big cup. And And then that exchange was messy, you know, right? It didn't feel like, oh, hey, sorry about that. We'll fix it right away. And so, you know, and again, no, I'm sorry. No, hey, I'm sorry about that. And in no way, I know we are moving into a direction where people aren't throwing out "I'm sorry" as frequently as maybe highly sensitive people do. And so it's fine to some degree, but then I was like, wait a minute, like, I didn't do this, you know. But so, and I was like, yeah. And then so I said, I'm like, you know, I didn't make it wrong, you know. And she's like, okay, thanks. And I was like, oh God, I saw the pattern. I was like, I've heard this response. That it's, you know, gratitude is amazing, but this is an inappropriate use of gratitude. It's called not taking responsibility. And so, I'm driving away and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, huh, they're mirroring back to me all the ways I take too much responsibility. Because as I'm driving to the Starbucks, I'm thinking about, oh my God, here it is. This person parked this way and we had to wake up four people to get this all resolved. And I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about it. And I'm just like, wow, thank God for highly sensitive people. You know, like, we're always working on our stuff and we're working not to apologize for everything and not to take too much responsibility. And here it is, I get some examples of people not taking any responsibility. And I wanted to do a show to say, yeah, I know, us highly sensitive people, we struggle with boundaries and we struggle with probably self-esteem if you're, you know, and we struggle with taking more responsibility than is ours, or maybe even codependency. But I don't think there's enough being said about how wonderful we are, because I know the people who probably listen to this show, because you're drawn to it, because I talk to highly sensitive people, you wouldn't park somebody in without thinking about it all night long. Like, oh my God, I parked somebody in. Even if you had to, it would be out of like sheer necessity, and you'd have a plan for how you wouldn't be inconvenient to anyone in that process. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to move my car before anybody gets going. Or if you were working in some type of customer service and something wasn't done appropriately, you would be apologizing profusely about it and taking responsibility. And thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your awareness. Thank you for your consciousness. Thank you for your care and love of other people. And yeah, does that often tip into us taking on too much and making too much our fault? Absolutely. And in no way am I saying any of these people are wrong or bad or terrible or evil. They just weren't aware. And so I appreciate the highly sensitive person's level of awareness and care. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to do this short show just to say to you, I deeply appreciate how loving you are to the planet. And yes, we have our struggles. And yes, I talk about how to heal those struggles on this program, but not enough is said. And I will acknowledge that of our strengths and how much we do to make the planet flow and be more harmonious and more loving and more caring. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing the right thing to the very best of your ability. And I look forward to creating more content for you so that you can be the best version of yourself and you can have everything that you truly desire. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.